Want to take a moment and welcome any guests and visitors who are with us for Easter. We're very glad to have you. My name is Father Aaron Jungi. I'm the associate pastor here at Immaculate Conception in St. Wenceslaus. And on behalf of Father Conway, the pastor, myself, and the rest of the staff, we pray that this is the beginning of a very joyful Easter season for you. So the last 3 days have been what we refer to as the Triduum in the church's calendar. And so we have these liturgies that are all very different from what we're used to. We have Holy Thursday, we have Good Friday, and then the Easter Vigil on Holy Saturday. And there are certain points in the liturgy where you may kind of look and go, well, what's the priest doing? Everybody else is doing stuff, but he's just kind of sitting there. I've found that those moments where the priest isn't necessarily the active one are fruitful for my own prayer, because always there is something that captures my attention. Because in these very holy days, there's a lot that comes to the surface for people. This year, it was the children who really captured my attention. So, for example, on Holy Thursday, the priest washes the feet of 12 men, and it just so happened that two of the dads whose feet I was washing had families who were sitting in the front row, and so the pews are behind me, and as I'm washing the dad's feet, I hear the pews groaning as their kids are craning over the side trying to watch their dad get their feet washed. Good Friday, the adoration of the cross. There's so many moments that are beautiful, knowing the hearts of so many people, their struggles, their joys, what they're bringing to the foot of the cross. But this year there was a little boy who, when he came up, he had no reluctance going to the cross. He just kind of threw himself at it and embraced it and kissed it with this big little kid kind of kiss. And then he got up and looked at his parents and he pointed to the cross, wanting them to do the same thing. And then last night, after the Easter Vigil, there's still some of the Blessed Sacrament that's at the altar of repose, and the instruction that the church gives is that sometime after most of the people have left, you bring the remainder of the Blessed Sacrament into the tabernacle. So most folks had left, and family came up to me, and mom kind of spoke for her littler son and said, Father, when is the Blessed Sacrament coming back up? He wants to know. And I said, oh, kind of when most people leave. I'll do that before I go home tonight. And she goes, well, he kind of wants to watch. So he got a little more than he bargained for. I said, okay, let's go. I need your help because I need both of my hands to carry the Blessed Sacrament. So he carried the candle that goes into the sanctuary lamp. He wanted to see Jesus brought back to the tabernacle, and he wanted to see the light go back into the sanctuary lamp, because probably over and over and over he's been told that's the sign that Jesus is present. It's so easy in the midst of those liturgies as a priest to kind of just be an adult and get caught up in all of the things that are different and find those things stressful because it's one more thing to remember, as beautiful as it is. And so these children served a kind of prophetic role, calling me back to the wonder and the beauty that's there in these liturgies. And yes, it's new to them, so it's exciting and it's fascinating, but it's their innocence that's actually the right way of looking at it, not the stress that goes with doing it and getting it done. I imagine that the apostles, looking back on their many encounters with the empty tomb of Jesus, could put their finger on an emotion a little bit like this little guy had about wanting to see that sanctuary lamp lit again, wanting to know that Jesus was back in the tabernacle. This is why Jesus says the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these, to the children, because we as adults need their excitement. We need their innocence. We need their purity to call us back to the right way of seeing things, because we look at the empty tomb. We look at the absence of Jesus. Whether it's in the Gospels that we have for Easter, or it's in our own lives, and we go, he's disappeared. He's not here. And so we enter into this kind of cynical loneliness. But it's children who have that hopefulness that hasn't been taken away to believe that Jesus, in fact, has gone ahead of us, that the absence is not empty, but is a call. I haven't left you, but come further. St. Paul tells the Corinthians in our second reading to get rid of the old leaven so that we can become a fresh batch of dough. This is that same thing. We need to clear out the part of us that has become old, has been damaged by the world. Jesus has already shown us where to go with that. He himself went there. He went to the place that all things that are old, that are damaged, that are hurt, go. He goes to the tomb and he rises again, not to the same kind of life where there's that ability to be hurt, to be killed again, but instead to a completely new kind of life that's glimpsed only in the innocent expectation and hope, the lives of children and those of us who have entered into a relationship of faith with Jesus. This is the eagerness that we hear Peter proclaiming this first homily in our first reading with. He finally gets it. What this has all meant, what it's all been about, and what has now been set into motion. So we are invited to allow the strangeness of these days to touch our hearts. The great author, G.K. Chesterton, he observed what so many of us who have kids or who have nieces or nephews have already known, that kids love to do things over and over and over, right? Again, again, again. And we typically get tired because we get bored or we feel we're not as strong as we used to be. They are tireless. And he says, instead of envisioning a God who is stoic and distant and self-serious, the children show us God who is childlike, who looks at the whole universe each day and says, again, again, that it is always delightful, that it is always full of wonder. And he looks at us the same way. When we come to him, we may feel frustrated to find ourselves before the tomb once again. The tomb of the struggles of our own lives, the things that other people inflict on us, the things that we struggle with interiorly, with our own sinfulness. We go, here I am again. But Jesus, who has gone ahead of us, who has come through the grave, has broken it open, says with all delight, with all eagerness to us, with the innocence, with the purity, with the joy of a child, again, 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 as often as we need it, as often as we draw close. And of course, we know he hasn't left us alone, but gives us himself again and again and again in the Eucharist, again and again and again in the Sacrament of Reconciliation, again and again and again in his word and in our prayer. He never grows tired of encountering us anew, of leading us to this new life. So we, in our self-seriousness, in the aging that comes from sinfulness, grow spiritually old. But this feast is our call to return to him again and to let him make us new again.